Assembly Democrats are urging Governor Doyle to veto a measure which would thwart Madison's effort to phase in an hourly minimum wage of $7.75. That figure is more than the $6.50 recommended by an advisory panel put together by the governor. Governor Doyle says he prefers the minimum wage to be consistent across the state, but did not rule out allowing Madison to have a higher local wage. He says it all depends on whether Republican opponents allow the state's proposed wage hike to become law.
To me, my focus is getting the minimum wage raised, and if it's not going to be raised, I certainly have a lot more inclination to have municipalities go and take care of businesses. The state isn't ready to take care of the business.
Madison's mayor hopes the governor will allow the city to enact its own minimum wage. A spokeswoman for the mayor, Melanie Conklin, says the city proposal would be indexed to keep up with inflation. The state proposal is static. There are no similar periodic increases.
All of our sponsors have indicated it's very important. You want this to keep up with the cost of living. That's the whole reason we have a problem with the minimum wage, is because it has not kept pace with the cost of living.
The fate of Madison's proposed wage hike is uncertain not only at the state level, but maybe at the local level as well. One City of Madison commission panned the proposal. Another committee is still considering it. However, Conklin says three more common council members have indicated their support. That would provide a majority needed to pass the measure. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.